Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Preach when it's convenient and preach when it's not. Preach nothing but the word and love nothing but what God would love and hate nothing but that which God would hate. God hates nothing but sin. God hates no person. God hates no group of people. He hates only sin. It appears to me that the media is in the business of division. The media would divide us into groups, the haves and the have-nots, the blacks, the whites, the Latinos, the Asians. If we would allow it, the media would put one group against another. We talk a lot about hate groups or groups that are hated. There is no group that God hates. And whether we like to admit it or not, the earth is made up of groups of people. And there's always been a time when these groups of people hated or disliked the other group. That's why we have borders. Sooner or later, one group will dislike the other group to the point of going to war with them. This is not pleasing unto God. There is not one group in America or around the world that God does not like. I become disappointed sometimes, not in the world. I expect this from the world. The worldly crowd is going to do what the worldly crowd does. But I am disappointed in some of my Christian friends. They too have divided people into groups. Two of those groups readily come to my mind. One is the group of God's people, the kind that obeys God, the kind that worships God, that reads God's word, that do their best to do everything God would have of them. That's the kind of people that's in their group. And then there is the other group, the sinners, the kind of people that do not trust God for their salvation, the kind who do not worship God, the kind who feels no need for God. But let me remind you, lest you forget, that you also was a member of that other group. And it was while you were a part of the other group, the kind that did everything against God they could. You were a member of that kind of group at one time. It was there that God showed His kindness, His tender love and mercy, His forgiveness. It was while you were in the other group that God gave His Son to die for your sins. There is two groups of people on the face of this earth. The group we call God's people and the group that's not. God loves those sinners no matter which category you put them in, whether it be gay or lesbian, whether it be a murderer or liar or thief. No matter what category you would place the other group in, God loves that category also. God is kind and tender in mercy towards all categories. Sinners, Christians, heathens, idol worshipers, no matter how deep you have sunk into sin, God still loves you. Jesus says, I come to seek and to save the sinner. That's who I've come to save. Jesus did not come to fix this old earth. Jesus did not come as a fixer. He came as a rescuer to rescue those that were in danger of damnation, to those that were in danger of the lake of fire. Jesus came as a rescuer. And that's what we are today. We are all here on a rescue mission. So I would say to you as a Christian, love those who God loves and hate only what God hates. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.